Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Hawaii volcano, the world's largest, has erupted for the first time in decades. The largest active volcano in the world has erupted for the first time in nearly 40 years. The eruption of Mauna Loa, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. My Hawaiian is really, really not what it should be. It could pose a threat to nearby residents should conditions change. We wanted to get a little bit more information around this. Professor Niels Lenhardt, Associate Professor at University of Pretoria. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks. I'm feeling very good. You're doing fine as well.
I am.
And I can already assure you, you pronounced Mauna Loa correctly.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. You know, one of the challenges of being a talk show host is that you're expected to be able to know how to pronounce pretty much anything. And that's very rarely even true. So it's just always a problem. All right. So tell us about this volcano.
Well, Mauna Loa is actually not the only volcano existing on the island. Well, that's on the main island of Hawaii. There are a couple of older islands towards the north. All of them are related to volcanic formation. The main island right there in the south, here you have Mauna Loa, which is basically the largest volcano of the island. Towards the south, you have Kilauea, which is basically the more prominent volcano, and where also most of the eruptions took place during the last 40 or 50 years. And then we have a couple of smaller volcanoes in the north of the islands, which are, however, basically dormant or extinct. So we don't know if anything happened there during historic time. Mauna Loa is so interesting because you already mentioned it didn't erupt during the last 40 years, but with that we can basically already say that the eruptions are overdue here, because Mauna Loa basically erupted every 10 to 20 years already since the late 19th century. So we can basically say that an eruption here was definitely overdue.
Is 40 years a long time in the life of a volcano?
Well, 40 years in the life of volcanoes are basically nothing. We have
That's
to
what I would
imagine
have assumed.
That, that Mauna Loa basically started to form already a million years ago. So that's already quite old for a volcano. So a dormancy of 40 years, that's basically nothing.
Right. And what's fascinating to me is that we still don't seem to have the technology to be able to manage this. In other words, if this starts to become more problematic, they will have to, I would imagine, evacuate areas. It could impact on global travel, I would think, the way, you know, depending. It's quite interesting that we haven't formed ways to deal with nature, really.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be. And, in this case, we can say that at the moment, eruptions at Mauna Loa only take place in a relatively small area. We can see that the island is crossed by a variety of fault zones, where we can see extensions. So the island is moving, is flattening out. So basically, like if we pour, let's say pancake batter into a pattern, then see how the island is flattening out. All of this is related to the mass of magma that intrudes from the depth into the island and then squeeze, pulls and drags the island towards all sides. And to release this pressure, we have a variety of fault zones where we have extension. And these act as zones of weakness and pathways for upwelling magma. And something like that, we have right in the middle of the Mauna Loa volcano, the so-called northeastern rift zone, and that is where now the volcanic eruption takes place, along these cracks and zones of extension. Luckily for the people of Hawaii, this zone is uninhabited, so no one lives there, and it's also a relatively flat, flat area where the lava flows that form here do not reach a significant speed and can also not flow very far down the slope in order to endanger any towns or cities that that are situated further away from there. And and in terms of that right now, that the danger is not relatively high. What people are a little bit afraid of is that this effusive eruption, so this relatively peaceful outflow of lava, may also change to an explosive eruption. So where ash fragments are formed, a high output of poisonous gases may also be there, and the ash can then be brought up into the atmosphere and could thereby, of course, also disrupt the air travel, for instance. So the Hilo Airport, for instance, not too far away, and that's what the people are basically afraid of.
Right, I would imagine. What determines or what ultimately results in a volcano becoming dormant?
Oh, this can be a whole variety of reason, and this moment I also don't want to speculate too much about the currently ongoing eruption on Mauna Loa. So this is something that the next weeks and months have to show. A lot of research has to be done there in order to find the reasons why the eruptive activity happened there at this time in the first place. And later on, after it stops, people also have to find out why it stopped in the first place. But usually the reason for dormancy is, for instance, emptying out of the magma reservoir below the volcano, or that the magma just found a different path, an easier path, where it could flow through to a different area, something that we could observe quite a lot in the southern volcano, the Kilauea volcano, where we also have frequent changes between eruptive activity in the main caldera, as we can see it nowadays, or in the eastern rift zone, which is a little bit further towards the south.
Absolutely fascinating, and of course it'll be interesting to see how this evolved. That is where we leave it. Professor Niels Lenhardt, Associate Professor at the University of Pretoria, talking to us about the eruption of the world's largest volcano in Hawaii. It is 8:29. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.